Let me just mention the subjects that we're going to be focused on this week here in the Senate, and then just open it up to questions. I think the three big issues that I'm going to be focused on, first, we're going to try to complete the markup of this energy legislation that I've been working on in the Energy and Natural Resources Committee for the last 10 or 12 weeks. I believe we can complete that either tomorrow, Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest, and that will be a major step forward, which will then at least position us to have legislation that the Senate, full Senate, can consider later in the Congress. Second is health care legislation. We will be doing the beginning the markup of legislation in the Health and Education Committee this week for a new health care reform bill. And then next week, we will begin the markup of legislation in the Finance Committee, which will complement that, and which the Finance Committee has jurisdiction both over the raising the revenues to cover the cost of health care reform, but also over the reform of the government-run programs such as Medicare and Medicaid and TRICARE and the VA health care system. And so that's what we'll be doing in the Finance Committee. The third item that we're going to be spending time on this week especially is on the emergency supplemental bill. This is an appropriation bill that the President has urged the Congress to complete action on. Most of the funding in that bill will be focused on our military needs, particularly in Afghanistan, and that also is scheduled for completion. So let me stop with that and talk about whoever. Let me talk. I guess Elaine, are you there with KUNM?
I am. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Why don't you go ahead and start? The list I've got here is Elaine, and then Pat Allen, I guess, is just going to monitor at KKOB. Bill Dupuy and Mike Jackson will both have questions. So, Elaine, why don't you go ahead?
Thanks, Senator. I'd like to follow up on the healthcare reform aspect. President Obama's proposed cutting an additional $313 billion from Medicare and Medicaid over the next 10 years to help finance healthcare reform. What are your thoughts on this public option proposal?
Well, my own thought is that we ought to try to enact a reform of the healthcare system that gives people the most choices possible for how they're going to obtain their coverage. And one of those choices that has been suggested is that they should be able to obtain their coverage from some source other than just a for-profit health insurance company. And there are lots of different ways to do that. You can make provision for them to get it through nonprofit organizations. Through one suggestion here in the Congress is that we could do it through co-op type structures. Whatever the structure is, I think it's important to try to give people as much option as possible, as much choice as possible.
What about the government-funded option?
Well, I think it would be appropriate for the government to put some funding into the setting up of a nonprofit entity that would make coverage available, or a co-op that would make coverage available. Once the initial funding has been provided to establish it, I think there'd have to be provision for that money to be paid back, and also make sure that the entity is not able to continue receiving funds from the government.
And do you think a solution as this one or another one, is it possible that something's going to be able to move through Congress before the August recess?
Well, I hope so. I think there's a major effort being made here in the Senate, and I'm sure in the House as well, to get consensus on legislation that we can move ahead with. And I know the President feels very strongly that we should try to get this done before the August recess that Congress is planning.
Thank you, Senator.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Bill Dupuy.
Dan Garrity standing in.
Oh, hi, Dan. How are you? Go ahead.
A follow, nuclear engineer at Sandia National Laboratories by the name of Tom Sanders. He's taking over the presidency of the American Nuclear Society this week. That organization, I believe, it doesn't have anything to do with setting policy, but it does advise the government in aspects of congressional testimony regarding the nuclear industry. He's a strong proponent of the U.S. building new, much smaller nuclear reactors that can be fueled in part by natural gas. I was wondering, what do you think of that proposal, and is that a means, perhaps, of rehabilitating the reputation of nuclear power in this country?
Well, I think clearly it's an area we should look at. I have supported the production of electricity from nuclear power in the country. 20% of the electricity we use today comes from nuclear power, and I think it's appropriate to look at what new technology can be utilized. Obviously, you have to be concerned in this area, as in all areas, with guaranteeing health and safety, guaranteeing that we have long-term plans for disposal of waste. All of that has to be taken into account. But I think looking at new ways to use nuclear power to provide for our energy needs is appropriate.
And just to make that story a little more local, how do you think New Mexico is poised to be at the vanguard of any new nuclear power development?
Well, of course, we don't produce nuclear power in New Mexico. We do buy some nuclear